This is the Black Christian News Network One podcast. Here are the top stories you need to know about today. According to the Christian Post, 14 members of a Baptist church in the Kogi state of Nigeria were reportedly killed during a raid by suspected Fulani radicals last week. Residents have since fled the area as farming communities in Nigeria's Middle Belt continue to be targeted. As alleged genocide has reportedly claimed the lives of more than 1,400 Christians in Nigeria this year, the attack last Wednesday is the latest reported massacre of Christians in Nigeria. Kogi State Command Commissioner of Police, Eddie Ayuba, told the non-profit persecution news outlet Morning Star News that an attack was carried out in the Agbadu Daruwana area of the Kogi State around 2 a.m. on July 29th. Ayuba explained that killed in the incident were 13 members of one family, leaving only one surviving member. The survivor lost his wife, mother, all of his children, and the rest of his extended family, including an aunt, uncle, and sister-in-law. According to Morning Star News, leaders of the All African Baptist Fellowship posted on the group's Facebook page that the victims in the Agbadu Daruwana attack were all congregants of Bethel Baptist Church, a member of the Lokoja Baptist Association. They have since been buried, the All Africa Baptist Fellowship's Facebook post is quoted as explaining. All the community members, mainly Christians, have all fled. Please pray for God's intervention against Antichrist in the land. According to Charisma News, giving birth to a new era of justice, first envisioned by Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., is one goal of an international racial equality and justice movement that begins this weekend in 200 cities across the United States and 11 nations. For 2 hours on Saturday, Martin Luther King Boulevard's streets and monuments around the world will become altars of prayer, repentance, praise, worship, outreach, and proclamation hosted by believers from across denominational and ethnic backgrounds. Called Pray on MLK, the historic event will unite believers in a global, socially distanced, human prayer chain against racism and injustice from 6 to 8 p.m. It is a project of Civil Righteousness, a Ferguson, Missouri-based nonprofit dedicated to racial reconciliation and restorative justice through spiritual, cultural, and economic renewal. The organization's president, Jonathan Tremaine Thomas, says Dr. King's dream 50-plus years ago is a rallying cry for the church to move out to troubled streets with a hope that's rooted in the Bible. I believe that we are in one of the most important and critical moments in the modern era due to not only the global pandemic, but also because of the disease that's been epidemic since the beginning of time, the sinfulness of man, which causes humanity to be inhumane to and violate one another, says Thomas, an African-American living in a city that's experienced its share of justified anger and division over poor race relations. Thomas says the Lord is bringing correction first to the church because judgment begins there. From the church, the Lord wants to use his people to demonstrate to the culture a love of justice and righteousness. According to the Associated Press, Jerry Falwell Jr. has agreed to take an indefinite leave of absence from his role as president and chancellor of Liberty University, the school announced Friday. The private evangelical Christian university issued a one-sentence statement making the announcement. The statement said the executive committee of Liberty's Board of Trustees, acting on behalf of the full board, met Friday and requested that Falwell take leave, to which he has agreed, effective immediately. The statement did not indicate what prompted the request by the trustees, but the announcement came after Falwell apologized for posting photos on social media that critics said were distasteful, including one that showed Falwell with his pants unzipped and his arm around a young woman. Falwell, an early and high-profile supporter of President Donald Trump, has served since 2007 as president of the university in Lynchburg, founded by his father, the late evangelist, the Reverend Jerry Falwell. He did not immediately return a call seeking comment, and a university spokesman said he had no further comment. In an interview this week with radio station WLNI, Falwell said the woman in the photo was his wife's assistant. He said he had apologized to everyone. On Thursday, Republican U.S. Representative Mark Walker of North Carolina, a pastor who has previously taught at Liberty, called Falwell's behavior appalling and said he should resign. According to the Christian Post, Pastor Tony Evans has warned that far too many men in today's culture are domesticated or neutered, as Satan continues to undermine the biblical definition of manhood. In a message titled, "Created to be Crowned as a Kingdom Husband and Father," delivered at the two-day virtual Promise Keepers 2020 Men's Conference, Evans, founder and senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, urged Christian men to take ownership of their God-given roles in a culture rapidly descending into chaos. "We have far too many men who have been domesticated or neutered," Evans said. "What God is calling you for is to stand up and take ownership. We have a generation of children who do not have leadership. We have a generation of young people whose consciences haven't been fed, and so their conscience doesn't go off. As a result, they come up with their own conclusion of life and meaning and dignity and sexuality." According to Evans, who's also the founder and president of the Urban Alternative, men have largely abdicated their role of being kingdom men and become cultural men, even cultural Christians. "And as a result, we're descending into chaos," he stressed. The author of Kingdom Man and No More Excuses defined a kingdom man as a male who has learned to progressively live all of his life under the lordship of Jesus Christ, where the king up there rules his life down here. Unfortunately, today we have a generation of young males who have not learned what it is to live all of life under God's rule, he lamented. Evans frequently speaks on the state of manhood and examines what God requires of men. According to the Associated Press, President Donald Trump has ordered a sweeping but vague ban on dealings with the Chinese owners of popular social media apps TikTok and WeChat on security grounds, a move China's government criticized as political manipulation. The twin executive orders Thursday, one for each app, add to growing U.S.-Chinese conflict over technology and security. They take effect in 45 days and could bar the apps from the Apple and Google app stores, effectively removing them from U.S. distribution. China's foreign ministry said it opposed the move, but gave no indication whether Beijing might retaliate. Earlier, Trump threatened a deadline of September 15th to close down TikTok in the United States unless Microsoft Corporation or another company acquires it. TikTok, owned by Beijing-headquartered ByteDance Limited, is popular for its short, catchy videos. The company says it has 100 million users in the United States and hundreds of millions worldwide. The Trump administration has expressed concern that Chinese social media services could provide American users personal information to Chinese authorities, though it has given no evidence TikTok has done that. Instead, officials point to the Communist Party's ability to compel cooperation from Chinese companies. U.S. regulators cited earlier U.S. regulators cited similar security concerns last year when the Chinese owner of Grindr was ordered to sell the dating app. In a statement, TikTok expressed shock at the order and complained it violates U.S. law. The company said it doesn't store American user data in China and never has given it to Beijing or censored content at the government's request. TikTok said it spent nearly a year trying to reach a constructive solution, but the Trump administration paid no attention to facts and tried improperly to insert itself into business negotiations. TikTok said it would pursue all remedies available to ensure the company and its users are fairly treated. Tencent and Microsoft declined to comment. According to The Wrap, Charles Gregory, an Emmy-nominated hairstylist who frequently collaborated with Tyler Perry on his films and TV shows, died of complications from coronavirus on Wednesday. Gregory shared on social media 2 weeks earlier that he had tested positive for the virus and was moved into the hospital. His death was mourned by filmmakers like Tyler Perry, Ava DuVernay, and Lee Daniels, with whom he was most recently working on Daniels' film, The United States vs. Billie Holiday. "He was a brilliant hairstylist and did his magic," Daniels said in an Instagram post. "Whenever I complained about anyone's hair, he'd say, 'Let me just slap some grease on it. It'll be okay.' And it was. The virus took him today. Please say a prayer for this wonderful man and his family." Mr. Charles Gregory was a hairstylist that had worked with us for many years. "The man was warm, loving, and hilarious," Perry wrote in an Instagram tribute. "We all love to see him coming and hear his laughter. Charles lost his battle with coronavirus today. It saddens me to think of him dying this way. My sincerest prayers are with his family." Gregory worked on numerous pair projects including Madea Goes to Jail, Meet the Browns, The Family That Prays, and most recently the Sundance drama from this year, Zola, which Perry produced. His other film work included Drumline, Idlewild, and Vice. He was a Primetime Emmy nominee for 2005 for Outstanding Hairstyling for Lackawanna Blues. Ava DuVernay shared her love on Gregory's Instagram after he passed on what would be his last post, a photo of himself in the hospital. "God bless you and keep you in his kingdom forever. You lit up every room you entered and every path you crossed," DuVernay said. "Thank you for your warmth and your wisdom and your wonderful spirit. Please watch over us and keep loving us. We will keep loving you and will never forget you. Your memory will be our blessing." According to the LA Times, a new civil lawsuit filed Wednesday morning in Los Angeles Superior Court alleges that rapper Takeoff of the popular hip-hop group Migos raped a woman at a party in Encino in June. The suit, with the plaintiff filing anonymously, claims that the rapper, born Kershnik Kari Ball, pursued her at a June 23rd house party she attended with a Migos backup performer called Durrell in the suit. She claims that after Takeoff 26 offered her marijuana and began a conversation, she declined his advances. After later running into her and Durrell in a stairwell, Takeoff followed the plaintiff into an upstairs bedroom where he allegedly raped her, the lawsuit says. The woman filed a report with the LAPD and underwent a medical exam later in the day after the alleged assault, but so far no charges have been filed in the case. The suit alleges sexual battery, assault, and gender violence, among other claims. "She's terrified," said Nima Ramani, the woman's attorney. "There's a significant disparity in wealth and power. He's a famous artist. He had security. There were weapons on the premises. She's someone who doesn't have those resources and is also concerned about safety and retaliation. That adds an extra element in a case like this, when he's rich and powerful. Representatives for Takeoff did not immediately return requests for comment. You can read these stories and more at blackchristiannews.com. In closing, remember, God loves you. He always has and He always will. John 3:16 says, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life." If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, today's a good day to get to know Him. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died, was buried, and rose from the dead for you. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will. Romans 10:13 says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Thank you so much for listening, and may God bless your day.